cheesecake.
Thank you, Dan. Hey, Mono.
Raising Cane's! Woo!
I've missed
just
that.
Me today. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Before we get to our top story of It's Never Free, we had the case back on June 30th of an airplane carrying 10 people that crashed shortly after takeoff from Addison's Municipal Airport, killed all 10 people on board. The video from closed circuit cameras and dash cams have been released, and I just saw this, so I don't totally know how I feel about it, but WFA ran it. And I mean, it shows them crashing into a hangar and exploding.
Now, is it, like, disturbing?
Yeah, I guess just any time you're watching a video of someone dying is disturbing. Now, certainly, coming off the weekend I had, there was a lot of Russian dash cam footage watched and a lot of boat crashes, but that's on, like, the dark web and Live Leak. This is local Channel 8 showing a plane crash.
What's wrong with you?
Everything. Do you think this is odd? I don't know that I've ever seen...
I'm trying to look for it.
It's on their website and also on their YouTube channel.
You like websites?
There's a dash cam rolling in front of...
I watched that video last night.
Addison's Fire Station number one, where you can see it pretty clearly. And then they have another angle of just this building exploding as a plane just... I mean, it's quite violent looking.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I want to have to search for something like this, not flip on Channel 8. No, it feels a little icky.
Yeah, I don't know where the line is, because... they walk it too far the other way, and then we're like, come on, treat us like adults. You know?
What are you hiding? Yeah.
Yeah. So, probably, not the easiest thing for them to handle.
Yeah.
You got over there.
It's a 2-minute report. I'll tell you when it's... Oh, wow, it's pretty fiery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's another angle, too, that checks in at about 1:15, where you can see the plane just barreling down on the corner of this... hangar and just explosion.
So it never got... It was trying to take off?
Yeah, it never got very high. And, you know, it looked solid at the start coming off the runway. It wasn't like it was real wobbly, but as soon as they get up, you know, just barely off the ground, it quickly...
I don't know if it helps the WFAA video that right before it takes off, they put an overlay of some pictures of the victims up there.
Right.
And makes you a little sad.
And then after this, they threw it over to some bro to tell you about how the Mavericks actually didn't do that poorly in free agency.
Or, all right, birthdays.
Okay, so Dallas police are looking for a pair.
Oh, wow, it goes upside down.
Yeah,
that's second angle is the one.
So, Dallas police searching for a pair of robbers.
Damn.
Suspected of using drugs to lure their victims. In both cases, police say that the victims were offered a drag from what they thought was a joint of marijuana down in Deep Ellum. Immediately, a substance in the joints caused the victims to pass out, and whenever they woke up, belongings gone.
Whoa.
First incident happened back on July 11th at 1:35 in the morning.
So it's 1 a.m.
1:30, and you're at the bar. Two dudes just walk up to you, and they're like, hey, you want to hit this?
So you're in a bar.
Or you're outside of the bar on the street.
See, maybe. I would think that would be weird just for somebody to randomly offer you to hit their joint.
Yeah, that's because you might have an ounce of street smarts. Why would somebody be offering you free pot at 1
like
o'clock?
If it's a friend or you know them
but some guy walks up and says,
somebody
hey.
You have some connection with. But if you just don't know them at all, they're like, hey, hit this weed. And you're like, yeah, cool.
That sounds awesome. Boy, what a
hold on, let me put
suitor.
My big fat wallet in my pocket first. Yeah.
I'm not saying you deserve it, but you have to
know
better.
Would you take drugs from somebody you just don't know?
No.
Hey, look, I have drugs. Here, this is acid. Take it.
No.
Yeah.
That's a horrible idea. Then 3 days later, on July 14th, officers were patrolling on Main. They found a second victim passed out. When he woke up, he had a similar account. A third robbery victim was found passed out 30 minutes later. So
a dude offered me a hit?
Appears to be working.
What is it?
I don't know.
What do you mean? This certain drug that makes you
pass
out?
I guess I've never even seen this in movies where you take one drag and you're out cold.
Yeah, people are probably out late already and might have some
You're kind of lit.
Yeah, and then now you're just getting this weird
fade. Like, wow, what a bonus. A stranger has offered me to hit his cigarette.
Could be like salvia. That was the craze for the kids a couple years ago because it was legal.
Was that like the fake pot, but it was real intense? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I heard of it. I had a friend who had it, and I was like, nah.
And you can find
it sounded terrible.
YouTube videos of people, like kids' friends, filming them on it. And
it was like a 15-minute thing, right?
Yeah, and it's bad.
Yeah.
But that I could see that making you at least robbable.
That shows I'm old. I'm like, nah, I don't know, that might hurt my heart or something.
Yeah, but you're also not going to get robbed.
There was a time I would have tried probably any drug you gave me, but not from a random... I still would never have...
I gave you.
Yeah, I don't think I would have done it from a random guy.
Right.
Although, I'm just trying to think of the one time I was at a Grateful Dead concert, the only Grateful Dead concert I ever went to, and there's... That's also a different scene. That's not Deep Ellum on the corner.
Like, I'm sure where I was this weekend, like, people were passing it around. What are you going to do, rob somebody while they're laying there in a crowd of like, that's not going to work. It only works if you're walking up to someone on the street.
People at the Dead concert are very trustworthy.
Right.
Because when I got back from the show, and it's like 18 hours long, it's really long, the longest concert you're ever at. But
yikes.
Luckily, you're on some medication that makes it all seem like it's fine.
It's a weird...
And you're sucking in these balloons. It's crazy.
A hippie crack.
But when I got back to my car, I couldn't find my keys in my pocket. And I looked. There they were in the door. Like, back then, had a car that you had to lock with a key. And they were just hanging there. And the nice, trustworthy folks at the Grateful Dead concert did not steal my car.
That or it was just below... Like what somebody thought was worth stealing. Although at a Dead show, I don't know if that line exists.
Right. It was definitely below what you might steal now. But...
Right. But not Honey Bear or whatever that guy you guys had on, the double rainbow guy.
What does this mean?
Something Bear.
Yeah.
Humble
Bear
or.
No.
It's in there. Ha 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 ha. This is. Let's see.
I'm looking up double rainbow.
Yeah. What was his name?
Paul Vasquez?
Didn't we have to call him that, too?
Oh, yeah.
He was great. That.
All right, one more quick story here. The Fort Worth Human Relations Commission.
Are you looking at that?
Yosemite Bear.
Yosemite Bear.
Okay.
Voted on Monday to remove one of its members over...
Who?
He was the head of
the council what?
He was the head of Fort Worth's Human Relations Commission. And the commission voted on Monday to remove one of its members over.
Facebook post.
That's right. Controversial social media.
Total guess.
Yeah.
You were playing the chalk.
Yeah, 100%. And he's
stay off Facebook.
Yeah, especially if you want to say things like this.
Or just look at it and don't...
He posted a photo of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Caitlyn Jenner with the caption, "Wow, a Terminator and a Transformer in the same pic."
Which...
Come on!
We can't do that?
Not a lot of fat on that, right? That's a lean joke.
Come on!
We're getting a... You're getting kicked off your council for that?
Maybe if that was it. Another one showed him sharing an article about immigration where he wrote at the top, "Agreed, buy ammo."
Oh.
Okay.
Less funny.
Now we're...
And he also posted a photo...
We're not having as much fun.
A meme that is just a photo of a bunch of nice crispy bacon that says, "People who eat bacon are less likely to blow themselves up."
Hmm. Explain.
Oh, dear.
Does that have some kind of...
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, my.
I don't...
Do somebody in the Middle East not eat pork? Or I don't know. I don't get that joke.
Jews and Muslims, I believe, both, for the most part, abstain from pork. But see, that's where he just hit his high level, you know?
Now...
That's his thinking man's part of his set. But yeah, he's appealing.
What did Emmett say about pork?
People will be grilling up...
All types of pork.
Some type of pork meat. And there's your 130 news.
Football stadium.
Pork meat.
Yay!
All right. Welcome back to the 130 news, Jake.
He nailed it.
I thought he did kill it. I thought I was doing well, and then he came in. He's like, no. Game day stadium. here's how to do it.
Pork meat.
All right, let's talk NBA with the Mavs, the Tickets NBA Hoop Junkie.